Well, we have a great guest with us this afternoon, and he is here from the Festival Players. And the first thing I'm going to ask is that you, dear listeners, get this website down. It is festivalplayers.ca. Very simple, festivalplayers.ca, and that'll give you all the information about where and when and what and how to get tickets. Festival Players play out of Prince Edward County, and our guest today is Graham Abbey, who is in his first season. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Wow. You're over there in beautiful Picton, and where else? You're in a great theater in Picton. Tell us about that.
The Regent Theater is a very historic theater. Mm-hmm. The county used to do vaudeville in its day, so we're returning there this year. The company was there many years ago, so we're coming back to the Regent Theater, which is just a real piece of county history. Mm-hmm. And we have a new studio theater we're opening up this year in Wellington on Main Street, a little tiny, intimate 70-80 seats.
Basically. All right. So you're in Picton and you're in Wellington. Picton is a delightful destination in summertime. And I'm sure all 12, but to me, summertime, it's perfect.
It's beautiful. The entire county is, and you could spend weeks and still not catch it all. You know, it's extraordinary. There's so many great places.
Yeah, the Main Street always struck to me as if I was in New England.
Yeah, that's
it has
right.
Really a beautiful atmosphere there. So it must be a great place to produce theater. I love this mandate which came with you. Festival Players of Prince Edward County. There it is, folks. Offers theater experiences which are professional, relevant to our community, engaging, entertaining, and Canadian-made. You're not going to beat that. What is on this season?
Well, you know, that's good to rehear that mandate. We're launching with Stephen Page, formerly of the Barenaked Ladies, performing the Art of Time Ensemble, mm-hmm. which is they've performed in and around Toronto and Stratford. So that's a one-night event on the 12th. We are doing two classic Canadian plays, Mike O'Healy's The Drawer Boy and Daniel McIver's A Beautiful View at our studio theater. Mm-hmm. Benedict Campbell, who listeners might know from Sean Stratford Days, is coming out to do The Drawer Boy. And Mev Great. Beattie and Lisa Riepa-Martel, two favorites of Toronto and Wonderful. Stratford, are coming to do A Beautiful View. And Rebecca Northern's Blind Date is going on at the Regent, which, if you haven't seen this, is an improvised, I guess I could call it a clown show. And in essence, what she does is bring a member of the audience up and has a blind date with them that stretches all the way through to marriage and children and everything else. So it changes every night, but it's just a real hoot.
It must be a hoot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, she's so shy and retiring, isn't she?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. It's quite extraordinary. I guess I've seen it a few times, and they get to the intimate scenes. The blind date can call in a sub if he or she wants to. But it's a great night of theater for sure.
Yeah. Well, that shows a tremendous variety, a lot of imagination.
Yes, and I should mention one more thing. Bruce Dow of Stratford and Broadway lore is doing a new one-man musical called A Funny Proposition, which will also go on in July. And Bruce is heading up. We're starting an academy this year for young actors.
Great.
And Bruce will be heading that as well. So we have lots going on.
So if young actors out there listening right now, they want to find out about this and they'd like to spend some happy days with you in Picton, how do they do that?
Absolutely. Go on to festivalplayers.ca. We did our auditions for this year. So we have 11 members of the academy who will be in the inaugural one this year. Okay. But by all means, contact that website. You'll find phone numbers and emails on there to write us.
Would you permit people to audit, even if it's too late to come in?
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
No, listen, I'm all for it. I mean, the more we can, and we've put a real emphasis on students from the region, and we have three this year that are going to be part of that academy, but absolutely.
That sounds good. No, that's your great town and gown relationship there. All right, I'm going to be criticized heavily if I don't ask you this all-important question, which just came in a quick memo. Could you please discuss John Kaplan Library Residency Program?
Oh, yes, indeed. So John Kaplan, a much beloved a theater critic for Now magazine, who passed away recently. And John left us his entire collection of scripts, of play scripts, which is quite extraordinary over the years, because every time John reviewed a play, he'd buy a script or get one. So we have 45 banker's boxes of scripts, which really is one of the best collections of Canadian plays I've ever seen. We have it up in the county, and we're going to open up the John Kaplan Library up there. And part of that, we're going to have bursaries for artists who want to come out and peruse through the library and read a play and create something. And that can be anything from a play to a film script to a dance piece or anything. So we really want to use it as a muse for artists to come out. And the county's such a muse already.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place
Marvelous.
To be. So we're going to have that.
So once again, I'm going to belabor the point. If anybody wants to find out about this,
festivalplayers.ca, all be on there. And we'll be making an announcement soon where we reach out and people can apply. I'm not sure the deadlines yet. But it'll be an exciting thing to come up and create.
Biggest challenge in your first season?
Well, I think when you're new to anything, people, you know, you have to put your own stamp on something, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I'm really, really proud of the artists we've brought out this year. I'm proud of the Canadian content. And the challenge is going to be that hopefully people like what we're doing, I suppose, you know, and they come out and buy tickets. There's the challenge. But no, it'll be an exciting year. And hopefully we just keep moving bigger and better.
My guest today is Graham Abbey. He's Artistic Director of Festival Players. For heaven's sakes, go and see him. It's his first year. We want this to be a success. The website, festivalplayers.ca. Graham, come back anytime.
I will indeed.